More than 300 scientists have called for a halt to soaring land clearing rates in Australia. Native vegetation protection laws have been relaxed during the past decade in some states. New South Wales and Queensland are considered the worst offenders, leading to Australia now being described as a deforestation hotspot internationally. Lexi Metherill reports.
WWF has singled out Eastern Australia as one of the world's 11 land-clearing hotspots. The Wilderness NGO highlights the loss of koala habitat in its deforestation campaign. Scientists say there's also been a loss of habitat for smaller creatures like insects that pollinate plants and kill pests. And Professor Richard Kingsford from the University of New South Wales says land clearing removes vegetation that pulls carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. He's one of 300 scientists to sign a declaration calling for stronger legislation to rein in land clearing.
So Australia's spending $2.55 billion on carbon abatement, and a lot of that money is going into planting vegetation, and that's expensive. The big challenge here is that while we're planting trees, we're also clearing them. And you have to think, that's just not a good use of money.
The main reason land is cleared is for livestock farming. Agforce Queensland's chief executive is Michael Gurin.
Landscapes in Australia have been managed for many thousands of years. The lack of management recently has been one of the reasons for the big fires, we believe, in Australia. But the recent laws, for example, in Queensland, have made environmental outcomes worse by restricting farmers and graziers from managing their lands in the way they've been done for thousands of years. So what has been suggested by these scientists, in our opinion, is plain wrong. It looks to us like it hasn't been peer-reviewed or properly considered.
The Queensland government last year reversed the cuts to native vegetation protection that had been made by the previous government. Professor Kingsford says that's welcome, but there are still problems.
We are still seeing some large areas cleared up in the Gulf Country, particularly for new areas for intensive irrigated agriculture. And I guess, you know, there's concerns about the footprint of mining and the impact that that would have both on biodiversity, but also in terms of the issues around fire and drought.
New South Wales watered down its restrictions on land clearing in 2017, but the state's Environment Minister, Gabrielle Upton, says the incentives for farmers to protect areas of their land improves biodiversity.
I welcome feedback, of course, constructively on the laws, always open to that, but I think these laws strike a good balance between the interests of farmers and, of course, the concern that we have as a community for preserving biodiversity across our state.
But such statements are doing little to ease scientists' concerns that Australia has a land-clearing crisis. Professor Kingsford says the environmental implications are vast.
We increased the number and duration of our droughts, which really then has a vicious circle in terms of increasing bushfire. It's a compelling range of reasons for actually protecting our native vegetation for us, for the economy and for the future.
That's the University of New South Wales Professor Richard Kingsford ending Lexi Metherill's report.